What's up? This is Matt Dietz, and this is Simply Explaining Insurance. This is the show where I tell you what you need to know about insurance in a way that you can understand it. Because I know what you don't know about insurance, and I know what you need to know. Hey, I got something new for you today. There's a lot of talk about pivoting and going and selling other products if you are in the industry. And I have a free resource for you that will help you sell commercial insurance. So if you're just getting your foot in the door or you need a little shot in the arm, I pulled something out of my master program to teach you how to sell workers' comp. And it's a real quick 101. Workers' comp is one of the easiest products to sell, and it's a gateway to the rest of the account. So if you text me 208-213-8809 and you text me commercial, I will send you this free resource. All right, 208-213-8809. Get in. All right, I got something for you today. I got another feather to put in your cap. I got another tool to put in your toolbox. I wanted to introduce you to Brightco. Brightco is an online jewelry insurance carrier, and they are making your life easier and your customers' lives easier. How? Well, quoting is super easy. You can do a quote in like 2 minutes by answering 6 questions. All their policies are backed by an AM Best A+ rated insurance carrier. Renewals are automatic. Claims will not be reported on a Clue report. That is huge. Their plans offer $0 deductibles. They have 125% replacement cost value. They cover mysterious disappearance. It's everything you want in your jewelry coverage. So do me a favor, if you want to get appointed or check them out, go to bright.co/MattDietz. That's bright.co/MattDietz and get in. Hey, what's up? All right, so today I want to talk about a couple things that we're doing in the agency that is helping. Premiums are going crazy with homeowners policies with many companies, including mine, and we were piloting something that is working. And I have sent out this email that I talked about in the intro, and if you skip the intro, I would encourage you to text me at 208-213-8809 and just write the word email, and I'll send you this template that has gotten a good response. You know me, I like to pilot things, I like to try things. I've sent out about 100 of these emails to my clients, and we're getting a decent response where we've had, it's triggered like 10 reviews, okay? And the thing that has been, that's been, that I did a little bit differently is that in the email I said, hey, if you want us to look at your policy and send you back some suggestions, just hit reply and say audit, and we will audit it for you, and we'll go back and give you some suggestions. So what I'm doing is, you know, we look in their policy, and there's always something that you can do to lower premiums, and then I will send them a BombBomb video of my suggestions. So it's personal. The clients watch the video, they get to see me, they get to see me helping them, and they respond usually pretty warmly. And so that's one way to do it. The other one is, you know, if you want to schedule a review, just hit reply and say schedule, and I send them a link, you know, a Calendly link, you know, or I'll have Meg reach out and call and schedule it. Most people are savvy enough these days to be able to use a Calendly link and schedule a review with me. And then some of those reviews are in person and some of them are over the phone, you know, whatever. So I would say I've done about 10 of these, and I think we've saved them all. You know, the people that are coming in, honestly, the moves we're making are pretty simple. We're really just taking deductibles up. You know, we're also making sure that their reconstruction cost is proper on their homeowners policies. We're not just taking deductibles up on the homes. We're also taking a look at their autos, of course. We're changing a lot of policies to $5,000 deductibles. We're seeing that is saving, you know, 15 to 20% off of what the policy is renewing at, or bringing those back down. We're also seeing a lot of $1,000 deductibles on the autos. You know, it's a simple question that I ask all my clients, you know, would you file a claim for less than $5,000? I make it a little bit, I go a little bit more in depth. I walk them through a little story. You know, I tell them the story. Hey, if you were woke up one morning and there was water all over your kitchen because the dishwasher was leaking and you had a burst pipe or a burst connector to your dishwasher and there's water in your kitchen and it costs $4,700 to clean up and to repair, would you file that claim? Like that, I don't just ask them, would you file a claim if something happened that was less than $5,000. I tell them a story. You know, I think it resonates a little bit more. You walk them through it. They put themselves in the situation. They see themselves walking into their kitchen in their bathrobe, trying to get their coffee and stepping in water. Like, that sucks, right? You know, you make it a little bit more emotional by telling the story. And then most people say, no, I wouldn't file that claim. Most people say it really quickly. And I'm like, then you should absolutely carry a $5,000 deductible. Because if you carry a lower deductible based on what you just told me, you're overpaying for your insurance. Because you wouldn't file a claim for $2,000, you know. And if they carry a $1,000 deductible, then they're paying more. And then you walk them through the same scenario on the autos. Like, hey, would you back in, if you backed into a post, and it was $900, you know, are you going to file that claim? And they're like, no. You can't even take a car to a shop these days and have repairs done for less than $1,000. So $1,000 deductibles are, you know, definitely where people should be starting at now, where most of my career was $500, you know, and we even wrote $500 deductibles on homes for like the first 10 years that I was an agent. And then we were like, let's start writing $1,000 deductibles because premiums were starting to go up. Now we're going to jump into five, you know, but that's what's making it more comfortable for people. And it's been working. We've also been successful in saving people money by the way that they pay. I had a guy that came in and he had two houses and we took both deductibles up to $5,000. It saved him like $700 a year on both of those. And then we changed. He had like three or four cars, and we changed them to $1,000 deductibles there. That saved him another like $350. And then we changed him to paperless billing and paperless policies. That was another 2%. That was another $100. And then if he paid in full, that's another 5%. Like, we uncovered like $1,200. So we were able to lower his premiums by $1,200, you know, after we increased his homeowner's policy significantly. We're able to put a lot of that money back in his pocket. And that's how I kind of start the review. I came in and I'd say, look, we got some good news. I'm like, I uncovered $1,200 and I want to put it back in your pocket. Here's my plan. And then you just walk them through it. And it's been great. People have received it warmly. And I know the 90 people that didn't respond or didn't schedule a review or an audit, like, I know a percentage of those people are thankful that that email got sent and that, you know, it's just another touch point for us to be able to prove, you know, why they have an agent. The email it's a well-written email. It's thoughtful. It's not full of lingo. It's on a street level, which is a strength of mine. And I mean, this podcast is called Simply Explaining Insurance. So it's something that I want to impart on you. This has been working. It's been good, and we're going to keep doing it. So I would encourage, if you're a client, schedule a review. It's more important now than ever. And if you're an agent, make sure you're offering them. Make sure you're being proactive. I think back in the, sometimes there's a struggle, like, should we tell people, you know, that their premium is going up? And when the premiums are going up like this, you know, I believe that, like, we have a duty to tell people, hey man, your premium just went up 40%, instead of just kind of closing your eyes and hoping that maybe they don't see because they pay by mortgage and maybe they won't notice. And, you know, if you were a client and you had anything go up 40%, you'd probably want to know, you know, whether it was your cell phone bill, you know, or, you know, whatever, your power bill or whatever's happening, you probably would prefer a heads up. And we have the ability to do that for our client. I'd recommend it. Hey, my name's Matt. This is Simply Explaining Insurance. You can find me all over the place. I'm on Threads and I am on Instagram at Dietz Agency. I'm very active on LinkedIn. Let's hook up there. And don't forget, if you want some serious education on how to run an agency from top to bottom, when it comes to staffing, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to retention, when it comes to sales, let's connect. go to agencylaunch.net and let's see if you fit in the program. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Be safe.